into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. There's a man who is in police custody for having a backpack near the ending of the Boston Marathon, or the ending area.
The finish line.
Which apparently the Boston Marathon hasn't yet happened. But there was a commemoration.
Yeah, there was a commemoration to sort of recognize the survivors and the people lost during the bombing last year.
That's when they picked this guy up. Kayvon Edson is what he calls himself. His birth name is Kevin. And we'll share a little clip from one of his videos on YouTube here in a moment.
I've been dying.
We'll tell you more about the case and what exactly happened. But first, we're going to go to your call and thoughts here. Actually, your calls are you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So let's go to Brian. I believe Brian is in Nashua. Are you with us there, Brian? Sounds like he might be somewhat with us. Brian in Nashua?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, sorry about that. I wanted to touch up on the Nazi thing, or making Jews register in Eastern Ukraine.
We barely even mentioned it at the very end of the last hour. The story's from USA Today, where apparently there's a leaflet that's been handed out in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk, in which Jews were told to register with the pro-Russian militants who've taken over a government office in an attempt to make Ukraine part of Russia. Mark said that he's heard that is BS.
Mark said shenanigans.
Brian, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, yeah, I was actually reading up on that. That's why I decided to call in. Pretty simple. It seems to be just a BS, plain and simple. I'm not sure if you guys can see the LRN.FM Skype, but I posted two sources, one from Time and one from the New Republic, saying it's bogus. And it just seems to me like it was more like propaganda, because I did find out, though, that the U.S. did back neo-Nazi elements in the new government in Kiev. But not when it comes to Russia. That's the polar opposite.
So what you're saying is that essentially, who handed this out? Then it would have been the anti-Russian folks would have handed this out.
I'm not even sure how much of this story even actually happened.
There's a piece of paper, and that piece of paper claims to be governmental, and. You know, there's a picture of the piece of paper.
Jews emerging from a synagogue say they were handed leaflets that ordered the city's Jews to provide a list of property they own and pay a registration fee, quote, or else have their citizenship revoked, face deportation, and see their assets confiscated.
Wow.
This according to the Net News, Israel's largest news website, as well as the Ukraine Donbass News Agency.
Oh, yeah, I read this, and I did see the picture, and it doesn't surprise me it came from Israel, the people that like to push the fact that, you know, anti-Semitism is under every table.
But the ADL says that they're skeptical of the veracity of this, and, I mean, if you're going to blame Israel, blame the Anti-Defamation League, too, so.
Absolutely, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not one of those bash Israel people. I'm just taking the story and face value. But I do take it pretty seriously when you look at the actual neo-Nazi elements and the protests before the revolution took forth. There was clear neo-Nazi elements within the protests, and now that the U.S. government was funding these neo-Nazi elements, and they've been given key positions, so it doesn't seem like it seems like the anti-Semitism wouldn't be coming from the Russian side if it was to come from anywhere at all. So pretty straightforward.
The neo-Nazi element in Kiev was, I believe, in their whatever their lawmaking body is over there, like 4%. So it wasn't. It's not like they had a lot of sway in the parliamentary process.
Not at all. It came up like about I think it was in early March. The prime minister, I think it was Arseniy Yatsenyuk, and he had leaked a phone conversation that he was scheming, you know, to install certain people in certain positions after they overthrew the government. It turns out that the people that they put in ended up having very, very friendly ties to the neo-Nazi party.
Thanks for calling to clear that up, Brian. Appreciate the info tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Kevin Edson. So you can't always believe what you see in the news. Kevin Edson is being held on $100,000 cash bail. He's been charged in Boston Municipal Courts, according to Garrett Quinn at MassLive.com. Boston Municipal Court charged with three misdemeanors for disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, and disturbing a public assembly, as well as two felony counts of using a hoax device and making a false bomb threat. He faces up to 20 years in state prison.
Ooh,
Edson, known by his performance art name of Kayvon Edson, was arrested Tuesday night after he allegedly ran down Boylston Street barefoot yelling, "Boston Strong!" while dressed in dark clothing and a black hat.
Actually, no, he was wearing a dress from what I remember, hearing when it first came out. He was wearing a dress.
He's wearing a dress in this video we're about to play.
This guy is a riot, man.
So,
I tell you.
Edson allegedly left a large black backpack at the finish line before telling police that it contained a rice cooker. Edson is due back in court.
Well, he didn't lie. Yeah, that's true. He did not lie.
Now, they don't mention it here, but, Brian, you said that you heard that the rice cooker was filled with confetti.
Yes, I was listening to Dennis and Callahan on Wednesday morning when I was exchanging my son.
Boston show? Boston-based show?
Yeah, WEEI in Boston, 93.5 for the Manhattan region, 93.7 for the Boston area.
Most of our listeners aren't in that area.
Of course not, but still. So, so they were talking about this guy, and they came up with a lot of facts about him. Like, they played some of the video that, you know, we're going to be playing in a second. There was, like,
he's got a bunch of videos.
He's got tons of videos. He apparently has had a lot of psychological issues for a very long time.
Well, when he's feeling manic, he's actually feeling womanic.
Yeah.
You're ruining it.
It's too good. This guy is too good. There's nothing secret. Victoria's got nothing on this guy because there's no secrets with him. I'm sorry. But, apparently he's got felony charges on him on previously, and he was incarcerated for terrorizing a police dog. Apparently, he was, like, the dog was in the vehicle, and he's kicking at the door and banging on the window to freak out the dog. He's also had domestic violence charges put on him threatening his family. His brother, TJ, actually put a statement on Facebook, and I can't remember it word for word, but some of the things that he said was that his brother has had some psychological issues for a very long time, and the family's very saddened by this and, you know, apologizing for the lack of sensitivity to the families and survivors.
He definitely doesn't have much in the way of sensitivity, but did he do something criminal is my question, and I don't know if he did. There's not enough detail in this story to really know, you know, what is it that they're saying he did to allege this felony charge of making a false bomb threat. Did he actually say at some point that there's a bomb in
that
bag?
And that's something that I don't think anyone touched on. I think that probably what a lot of it is, I guess, in his own way of recreating the Boston Marathon tragedy. I believe that's probably what some of it's stemming from. As far as causing a scene at a public assembly, I mean, once again, it's not like he went in and screamed fire.
Well, we don't know all the details.
Yeah, we don't know everything, but
we just know that he allegedly left this black backpack at the finish line at some point, was confronted by police about it, presumably shortly after leaving it. But
you mean when he was running down the street in a dress yelling Boston Strong barefooted?
Yeah, presumably that was before he left
the large
black backpack.
And then he drops it off. And like I said, a lot of it was almost like a recreation of what happened with the bombing of last year.
Except there wasn't yelling of Boston Strong last year. Court psychologist Jeffrey Miner told the court that Edson has a history of psychiatric problems and has been off his medication for 3 to 4 months.
Ooh.
He's a very bright young man, but I have some serious concerns, said Miner, before recommending him for further evaluation at a state mental hospital. The judge rejected the defense's request for a $5,000 bail. Edson reportedly told police while he was in custody the bomb hoax was a piece of performance art. He had a streak of yellow paint down one cheek and a streak of blue paint down the other. He says, "I knew what I was doing. It was being conceived in my head. It's symbolism. Come on. It, the performance, got the best of me," said Edson, according to the police report. So we'll come back with more. I'll give you a little bit from his YouTube channel. We'd love to get your thoughts. Maybe you know more about the story. You're welcome to chime in here at 855-450-FREE.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're going to tell you more about Kayvon Edson, the man that. Accused
That's hilarious.
Of being a hoax bomber. Not an actual bomber, a hoax bomber, here in a few moments. We'll share more with you. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can, of course, join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's Buzzbox coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. Now, coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that makes the organic certification that much more important in this circumstance. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care anything for. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. They also make it possible for Free Talk Live to recruit 1,000 listeners so that we can offer 100 microloans via World Vision. You can help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. There's a subscription program over there. You sign up. You can cancel at any time. You cover the shipping. We'll give you the free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. Kayvon Edson is being held on $100,000 bail with several charges, 3 misdemeanors, 2 felonies. The felonies involve basically a hoax device, as they're calling it. It's a rice cooker that he had in a backpack, apparently filled with confetti.
Yeah.
And they're also claiming that he made a bomb threat, a false bomb threat or just any old bomb threat. Now, we don't know exactly what the circumstances were of him allegedly making this bomb threat. We do know that he did have a rice cooker in a backpack that he dressed up in all black. He was wearing like a dress and a very large lady's hat, very black hat. And then, he's walking. There's actually videos of this, of him walking right down the middle of the street. He's very, very conspicuous in the way that he does this.
Yeah, he's not trying to be sneaky at all. He wants the attention.
This is definitely something that, he's planned, he's executing, and he's gotten plenty of attention. He's now being held pending psychological evaluation. He's got multiple criminal charges. But I have to ask, did Kayvon actually commit a crime here in this instance? I mean, presuming, look, let's just say he didn't call in a bomb threat.
You don't mean a crime from the statutory sense, but breaking
a crime, as in it was somebody harmed in this.
I think that in a sense, though, the survivors of the attack and the people, the people that are there who have been injured and the people that have lost people there, I think he hurt them. I mean, that's just something that I'm laughing about the guy, because I do.
He's silly.
Yeah, he's a silly guy. But at the same token, you can be silly, but you can kind of go past the limits of good taste.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Ian. Now, let's say I have a revolver that I know there aren't any rounds in. Mm-hmm. And I go around and I pull that revolver out and I point it at people's face and pull the trigger.
That's a pretty clear and present threat to somebody's existence.
Right,
but here we're talking about a rice cooker.
Yeah, well, this rice cooker.
But you didn't know it was a rice cooker. All you see is a backpack, and he's essentially recreating the Boston Marathon bombing. They don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. On the anniversary of the Boston bombing, this guy's performance art is to drop off a black backpack, like the black backpack that blew people and sent them to heaven and hell. To drop this off, and that's what his performance art is. It's
tacky. I mean, it's definitely.
Is it tacky to pull out a gun and
well, that's a definite threat against somebody's life. You're aiming a gun at somebody. It's a pretty clear threat.
But it doesn't have a bullet in
some
it,
dude
Ian.
Putting down. Well, the person in there doesn't know that it doesn't have a bullet in it, and it's pretty. When
the
somebody
people there
a gun
didn't
you,
know that this rice cooker wasn't a bomb, just like the one that killed their
so
family.
So everybody with
a
rice cooker is now a criminal?
No, just the ones that bring it in a black backpack on the anniversary of the. It is not ridiculous, Ian. His performance.
So had he done it on any other day, you'd be fine with it.
Now, honestly, this is what I say about that. In the world that we live in today, where we're not all safe and sound, and from sea to shining sea. Anybody that has a black bag of something dressed in all black. I mean, honestly, if I would see it, I would be nervous. I'm not going to walk up and say, "Oh, what's in here?" and open it up. I'm not going to do that.
Let me ask you this, Ian. So this is if I did this situation with the gun, like I go and I pull this gun on people, and I'm just, it's got no bullets in it. I'm just pulling the trigger and watching the empty revolver, fall in an empty chamber, click, click, click. What? Who's the victim? And how do I make it good to them?
You know, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer.
Right, and that's why I think this sort of, well, if there's no victim, no crime thing, there's some gray areas to it that need to be discussed. The fact is that there's mental trauma.
Okay, I would think a court would have to come up with some sort of a number, or some sort of mediator or arbitrator.
I think likely what the court's going to be dealing with is somebody's got their teeth knocked out, and you know, because they did some.
You tell me, would be justified in that particular case. But a dude setting down a backpack somewhere, I don't think should be a criminal act. I mean, that's not obviously something that is a danger.
Why do you think he was setting down the backpack?
Well, the idea was it was
happened to have a rice cooker there. He's coming from Montgomery Ward.
What if it had
been
filled with balloons? I mean, so what? Well, who cares what's in the backpack?
Would it have been,
was it only a criminal charge because he had a rice cooker? If it had been filled with balloons, would that have been okay?
No, I think the whole point of it is the recreation of the event that they were commemorating. And the fact of the matter is here is a guy, black backpack.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in it.
So it's a blue backpack.
Well, no, I think a backpack, period. I mean, you can't even go to a baseball game with a backpack anymore.
So if he'd have
taken
a large lady's purse, he'd have been in the clear then.
You know, right? I think that it's interesting, right? Like, where does it end and where does it begin? What if I was just walking down the street with my briefcase, which is a backpack, and, you know, somebody's like, backpack!
Yeah, that's
right. Like, so then you like, here's one end of the scenario. The other end is that he drops a backpack. For one, my problem is his intentionality in this. It's like he bought a rice cooker, filled it with confetti,
yeah,
put it in a black backpack in order to do what? Performance art?
A party.
The performance art is scaring.
What else do you do with confetti?
Terrorizing people. That's what his goal was.
But he was in the middle of an empty street. I mean, there was nobody around him. There were people on the sides of the street. He's obviously dressed in some weird manner in this black
That you're trying to put logic on the illogical. I mean, it's obvious. The guy's been off his meds for 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
And he's out there. Now, keep in mind that, all right, he's got a backpack. We know now that there was no clear and imminent threat. But at the same token, you don't know what's what. But the bottom line is that the guy is so completely out there that, honestly, the people that are there should be lucky that it wasn't just full of confetti, like it wasn't something else, like he didn't want, because I mean, you saw the website right there where he's practically in love with the suspected bomber.
He has a hotspur.
Yeah, he's in love with them. But so, you know, it's a good thing that he didn't try to completely recreate the whole thing. So I think we should be lucky that it's just confetti.
So I didn't know that he was, you know, in the middle of the street. If he's like 30 yards from the next closest person,
there's nobody around
him. I think that kind of makes it, it's an interesting part of the case. And
you know, if he were actually trying to blow somebody up, he didn't, you know, what he was doing would not have been effective, okay? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And unless somebody says, hey, I've got a bomb here, you know, this is a bomb.
Well,
look,
I think
he
did just about that.
Well, that's what they're going to try to argue,
look
it sounds
what
I've like.
Got.
We'll come back with more. I got a clip from one of his videos, give you a little piece of this character.
Home Slice is
He's
funny.
A character.
He is funny.
Kevin Edson. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Freeross.org, you know, I'm not going to get behind the, you know, with any effort, Kevin Edson. I'm not really too concerned about his case. I'm not going to say he deserves what he's gotten, but can only spend so much time advocating for the freedom of people behind bars, and I would prefer to spend my time advocating for Ross Ulbricht. FreeRoss.org is where you can go to help out Ross. He is being accused of being the man behind the Silk Road, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. Now, we don't know if he actually is Dread Pirate Roberts. That is up to the FBI to try to prove. But even if he is Dread Pirate Roberts, I think the guy's a hero for creating an underground black market, which brings more safety and it brings more better quality and better prices to the black market. It's essentially a huge harm reduction effort. So I'm a big fan of what Dread Pirate Roberts has done. If Ross is not Dread Pirate Roberts, then he's an innocent man who's been accused wrongly of doing something he hasn't actually done. So we'll learn more about his case as time goes on. He's currently sitting in a prison cell awaiting his next hearing date. His family needs help paying for his what appears to be a very good attorney. It's a man, Joshua Dreidel, who's worked with Guantanamo inmates in the past.
Oh, wow.
So this guy's a pretty serious attorney, and that's going to mean a pretty serious paycheck for the attorney. So if you want to help out with the funding of Ross's defense, please go to freeross.org. His parents are not wealthy. Freeross.org. And we're going to get right back into your calls, but real quick, a brief sample, because I can't play too much.
I love this guy.
If I play more than a little bit, there's a risk of the F-bomb going out over the air here.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Hover over the red button, Ian.
Kayvon Edson is his name. He's the man being held on $100,000 bail for leaving a black backpack with a rice cooker inside, apparently filled with confetti, at the finish line of the Boston Marathon a couple days ago. So here's an excerpt from his video, Purgatory Vacation, published May 3rd, 2013. The setting, he is in what appears to be a padded cell. It's probably two mattresses that are kind of leaned up against one another. But the look is that he's in a padded cell.
Kind of looks like Darth Vader boarding the Rebel Alliance ship.
Well, he changes outfits many times. At this particular point in the video, he's actually in pretty much the same outfit.
Dress that he wore running down Bolson.
Yes. So this is obviously one of his favorites. And so he's basically got kind of like a very large woman's hat. I don't know how else to describe it. It's not like a witch's hat, but it's got that kind of width to it. It's not as pointy at the top.
It's rounded at the top. Yeah.
He's got a big nice chain of
Sunday
some
hat for a morning woman.
Some kind of metallic silverish chain. All of it is underneath a very large mosquito net kind of looking shawl. I guess.
You are awesome at description.
I'm trying my
best.
Dude's
got a burka.
Yeah, you really can't see his face very well here at all, but you'll be able to hear him. Here's the excerpt from Purgatory Vacation.
Reach, Brother Kayvon.
When I become manic, which is really more womanish, I tend to think everyone is watching me, even when no one visible is present. Like that light, like if all technology isn't available right now. Maybe that light is like a webcam. And Google's watching me every minute.
Okay, so, he's changing outfits now, and he's wearing an American flag.
Don't get an Xbox Kinect, dude, because they're really watching you.
He has a marker that he's putting on himself, on his face. He looks very sullen. Anyway, this goes on for another 5 minutes. So I'll link over to this on our Facebook page, the Twitter, etc. He's pulling out Band-Aids now. I'm not sure what he's going to do with them. He's placing them on his face.
Oh, he's Nelly
so
now.
He's very, he's got, he seems like an artist, right? It's very strange. It's kind of bizarro art. But, this young man believes that he's an artist, and he believed that he was engaging in art. And would love to get your thoughts on what happened in Boston a couple days ago. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Zach is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind today?
Wait, it's even harder to stick up for the guy after hearing that. But, it's one of those deals where, I understand the threat behind it. I understand what he's recreating, and that's rough, right? I mean, it's hard for the people, the victims, and everybody else. But there's also one of those things, if I trusted the court system a little bit more, then I could say, this guy should go to court. They should, it should be a big deal, whatever. The biggest deal with it is that I don't trust the court system, so I feel
same
like
here. Absolutely.
When it comes down to it, he's gonna go into court and they're gonna convict him and put him in jail or put him in prison or whatever.
Actually, I think what they want to do is they want to try to put him in state hospital. I think that's what I remember hearing the report saying, is that they're trying to get him in the state hospital.
I believe he's being held there.
Yeah. And even
here's what I gotta wonder about this is if you gave him a.
Sorry, Zach. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in some cases, that's even worse, the state hospital. So,
it can be.
Very much so. We're in agreement on that.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of, like I said, if I trusted the courts more, it'd be easier. But it's one of those things where they're going to stick them in there, and ultimately nobody was hurt. So,
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that a lot of what it is, too, is that he was in Boston. He's in a Boston court. It's like you're in a no-win situation. You're not going to get the fare that you should get.
Yeah, I think he made a cavalier joke. What he's calling performance art is a cavalier joke, and it is going to...
It's in the same level of taste as what you'd expect from a morning show on a radio station, though.
Or from me.
Somebody at a morning show from a radio station is going to get arrested if they do stuff like this.
Right.
Think about that morning show that pretended to be... I can't remember. There was something to do. They pretended to be the queen to get information about the the royal baby or something, and then this lady who had attempted suicide in the past, this nurse lady who gave the information up, then commits suicide right afterwards.
I didn't hear about that.
It was down in Australia.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't hear about
and
it.
And it was, you know, one of those, it's like, oh my God, what were you, you know, I think that that was a bit more sort of, whoops, this guy, I don't see as much whoops. I think he's in the wrong, and I agree with the caller that, you know, this, I don't trust the courts to come up with a good solution, but that doesn't mean that I don't think dude's wrong. I think he threatened people in a cavalier fashion.
Yeah, I mean, it was distasteful, obviously. I mean, it was a terrible idea, but it's still one of those things that I don't see it being necessary for the guy to go to prison for it, or even
what should happen.
Yeah, what do you think should happen?
I mean, I think one of those things when you go, I mean, it'd be awesome if we lived in a society that I think most people listening to the show or anything would actually prefer, but I mean, it should be one of those things where society looks down on the guy or, hey, what are you doing? That's crazy, right, or something like that. But ultimately, should you be stuck behind bars or locked up somewhere is just a really harsh punishment. And
I'm with you on this. I mean, it would have been an appropriate thing. And I think, Brian, you touched on this before. If there's a family member of somebody who's one of the victims down there, they would be justified in being upset about this. Like, hey, man, what do you think you're doing? You crazy? I mean, get in somebody's face and let them know how you feel about it. But to threaten this guy with 7-20 years in prison or whatever,
ridiculous. I think that the guy is in the wrong, but I don't think he should be put in prison. I mean, the guy's obviously sick. He has a long history of mental illness treatment.
Yeah, get him some help.
I would want him to, if I was a family member and I was in that situation, I would want him to promise to take his meds. And if he didn't promise to take his meds, then he'd be subject to sort of mental incarceration until he could get his crap back together and then begin taking his meds again.
Absolutely.
I mean, if he can function, and I don't mean at a high level, just function
enough to not do stuff like that.
You can wear a dress as much as you want, but stop dropping off pressure cookers or rice cookers.
If you're going to borrow Mark's dress, make sure you take it back.
There you go.
Thanks, Zach, for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. And we'll link over to the video. And I'll also link to the videos. There's another website that has two videos of him walking down the street, yelling Boston Strong. And there's a lot of wind noise, so it's not worth playing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hear. But
you can hear it. There's a few points in the video. You can hear him yelling Boston Strong. He's kind of sounding like Boston Strong.
Yeah, you can tell he's jacked. And he's joking around.
Nobody's near, and really in any manner near him. They don't appear to be running away from him. He's not. He doesn't appear to
be causing a riot. Yeah.
It's
that standard crazy guy in the city.
Right. He just looks like a nutter. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. And Skype in the show at username lrn.fm. You don't have to talk about Kayvon Edson, the weirdo who claimed he was doing performance art when he brought a backpack with a rice cooker inside it to the finish line of the Boston Marathon a couple of days ago. He's now being held on $100,000 cash bail. So, yeah, I think the kind of the general consensus here is that he probably shouldn't be charged criminally necessarily, but he should be given some help, offered some help. I don't know if I support forcing him to get help.
I think I'm on the force help side.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Well, I think sometimes when, because honestly, let's just say, all right, he does this, right? And he runs into the wrong family member of one of these people, and this guy just snaps. You know, sometimes, I mean, I'm not all for forcing people, but sometimes for their own good, if they don't know what's best for themselves, because what sucks about the system is once you turn 18, system doesn't care about you. It's just, all right, you're off and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, he's doing his performance art. Not everyone's going to see it like that. They're going to get freaked out, and someone's going to hurt this guy.
There's a chance of that happening, and in which case, you know, that would be also an interesting case as to whether or not Kayvon would even have enough mental faculties to know that that he could
Why
do something about that.
Right. So, I mean, really, it's one of those things where, you know what, I'm all about maintaining people's freedoms and all that, but sometimes if you don't, I guess, have, let's use the term mental faculties to use said freedoms, I guess, responsibly, I guess, is a way to use it. You know what I mean? Because,
well, this gets into a big, and this is kind of a deep issue.
Yeah, much deeper issue and bigger debate.
I don't know if we have time to get into it because we do have calls. Yeah. People want to talk about other things, but this is an interesting issue for maybe discussion at another time.
Absolutely.
And it's come up before of, yeah, okay, we on this show generally like the ideas of liberty, and that means you leave people alone to live their life how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else. Did he harm someone else in this case? That's, you know, kind of a question up for debate, depending on your perspective. I say he didn't, but nonetheless, if somebody determines this person is a danger to themselves, even like for what you're pointing out, then at what point is it okay to take away somebody's freedom for their own good, supposedly, right?
Because it's very touchy.
Because if the person is like a complete completely unable to even take care of themselves, then that's one thing. You know, if they have to have somebody else take care of them, otherwise they're going to starve to death or something like that.
Right.
That's one thing. But if the person is with it enough to be able to say, whoa, you don't take me away from my freedom. I may not live the way that you do. I may dress funny. I may make weird art movies on YouTube. You may not like what I have to say. You may not like my art, but this is my art. This is my life. Okay, yeah, I've got meds, but it's none of your business whether I'm taking them or not. And, leave me alone.
It's a slippery slope. And it's sliding down a razor blade right into an alcohol river.
So, yeah, let's go to the phones and your thoughts, because you can bring up anything, because that's a big issue. It's more of something we should start a show out with rather than wrap it up with. Let's go to Temper in Legal Land on Skype. Go ahead, Temper.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the Forbes article about how this lady paid her Bitcoin taxes.
What are Bitcoin taxes?
That has to do with that new IRS, I don't know what you want to call it, ruling or opinion or whatever.
Let's call it opinion.
It's basically their decree. They legislate by decree or whatever. So the gist of it is Bitcoins are property now. So you have to do asset management disposition, which means you basically have to track when you buy and sell it.
Right. It's like gold and silver, essentially. And, you know, every transaction, supposedly, you're supposed to, you know, now how much you made in capital gains and that kind of thing.
Well, there's a lot more to it than that, but yeah.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's just like gold and silver in that it's an item. It's not, because what they're claiming is property, not anything else, right?
Well, it's special in the fact that it has that concept of miners, which the IRS said was something completely different,
yeah,
and taxed it differently. And then, of course, they added the, well, if you send more than $600 worth of the Bitcoin, you have to do the I can't remember the number of the form, but it's
1099.
The form that says, yeah, that form.
Okay, noteworthy about this article in Forbes?
Well, she had the actual documentation, which I found was kind of astounding. I don't know anybody who keeps that level of records. I mean, do you guys have a list of every transaction of Bitcoins that you guys bought and sold?
Who wants to know?
What the price was?
I mean, look, I'm not an obedient serf. I mean, there are plenty of people out there who do what they're told. They're scared of the IRS, and they're going to do everything they're told to do, and they're going to obediently keep track of all that stuff because they want to feel like either they're scared to death or they want to feel like some sort of good citizen who's doing their duty. So, yeah, I mean, there are people like that out there. I'm not that person, though.
I don't keep track of nothing.
Exactly. I don't see what obligation I have to
exactly.
keep track of things. I'm not their slave.
Exactly. Let my people go, massa.
Well, I mean, on a fundamental philosophical level, I can't disagree with you, but on a practical, more functional level, I have to say that most people that are more mainstream that were kind of taking an interest in Bitcoin are, you know, really left kind of in limbo on all this.
Oh, I highly doubt most people have heard about the IRS decision. I mean, you really have to be into Bitcoin.
Yeah, you
got to
be into it. It's a scare tactic. What it is that they know that the common everyday person isn't going to keep records like that because they have more important things that they really want to deal with. So this is their way of saying, hey, use our stuff. Don't use the alternative because you're going to have to keep track of everything. It's a scare tactic. Mm-hmm. Screw them.
But most people don't even know what Bitcoin is,
let alone
desire to have Bitcoin. And so if they don't know what Bitcoin is, they certainly haven't heard about the IRS ruling about Bitcoin. I wouldn't worry about it, and I sure as hell wouldn't bring it up to anybody I was trying to tell about Bitcoin. Thank you, Temper, for your call tonight. We continue here also on Skype with Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brian, and Mark. Do we have Nathan in Texas going once? Nathan.
Hello?
Hey.
There he is.
Oh, sorry. I was listening to the website feed. So when you brought up the issue of an obligation to protect, it's something that I've heard about before, but I was surprised by just the sheer number of court rulings that are on this subject.
Meaning you've been doing some research?
It only just 5 minutes of Googling. I found two state appeals court cases about women and vengeful lovers and, you know, suing the state over not protecting them. And I found... you know, three Supreme Court cases, DeShaney v. Winnebago, Rock v. Gonzalez, and Warren v. D.C.,
mm-hmm.
all about basically the court saying, yeah, there's no obligation to protect you, the police don't have to do anything. And I found a really good quotation that I hope you guys will love. I thought it was particularly fitting considering the madman you've been talking about.
Hey, Vaughn!
It's from Bowers v. DeVito, and it's by Posner. He actually says, but there is no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen.
Or the state. Or did we repeat ourselves?
I'm
totally with you there, and it is fascinating. And it's not hard to understand these court decisions either. It's not like it's a confusing mess.
Right. This isn't minutia. Yeah. The court comes out, and it says, full on, there is no obligation to protect you. That whole thing that you thought the government was for, it's not for
there.
That.
Nope.
So you have to figure out something else the government's for. And
exactly.
I don't know what that is.
Screwing everything up.
at a great deal of cost.
Yeah. Nathan, any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, well, one other aspect that I thought about was, well, maybe you could argue that, like in the Warren v. D.C., where it was a robber and the women were hiding upstairs and they called the police, you know,
yep.
maybe you could argue there that the police had other things to attend to. Maybe they were attending to some other call. But no, they actually showed up and through a series of bungles and mistakes, failed to apprehend the criminals.
Yeah, and weren't those women being raped and slaughtered, I think, at that time as well?
Well, that was after the police came and they didn't go to the windows correctly.
And the women called back more than once, if I'm
right.
Right,
and the dispatch
over the
wasn't
course of
24
hours.
Urgency,
yeah.
And they came back more than once, and eventually the women went down there and got raped and assaulted and all sorts of horrible things.
Thank you, Nathan, for your call tonight. And again, the government made it very clear in that case there's no obligation for them to provide any services to you whatsoever. However, they will be upset if you provide a service to people without getting their permission first. There's big news out of Boston. Again, this one, we followed a little bit in the past. Boston radio station Touch FM 106.1 is off the air after the federal government with the U.S. Marshals came in this morning and raided their location. Now, what makes Touch 106.1 interesting as a case is they've been operating for 8 years openly with no license from the FCC. Finally, the FCC did swoop in and take their equipment today. But it's an amazing success story as far as they were able to operate for that long of a
That's
period of
insane.
Time.
They were taking ads, too.
Yeah, well, and they were, you know, they were doing the real community service. And the guy who runs the station is talking about how, you know, his station has helped find missing kids and all kinds of stuff. Like, he's really connected with his community there. But yet, because he's not a mega corporation with huge, deep pockets, he's going to be shut down.
You can't do this because we're the government and you're not kissing our behind.
We'll link it to the story on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And Brian, is it BrianTan.com with two N's?
BrianTan.com with two N's.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.